If we do anything to endanger the full faith and credit of the United States, it affects our ability to continue to be the strongest, safest economy in the world.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Every year, GAO sends a report to Congress on the nation's fiscal health. It projects what we could expect federal finances to look like over the next 30 years if we continue on our current path. I'm with Susan Irving. She's a senior advisor on debt and fiscal issues here at GAO, and she's here to talk about updates to this year's report. You know, I could swear we were just here about a year ago talking about this very issue. What has changed from last year?
Well, you're right. We were here a year ago and the year before that. And in fact, GAO has been running long-term simulations since 1992. Well, what's changed, I'm sorry to say, is the situation has gotten what we might delicately call a little more complicated. That is, according to CBO, legislation between June 2017 and April 2018 added money to the deficit and to the debt.
And in our last conversation, you opened with the term unsustainable. Is that trend continuing?
Oh, yes. And I think it's worth saying why we're so clear about the word unsustainable. If you ask a question about the size of debt, you really don't know how to calibrate it unless you know something about the wealth supporting or having to support that debt. I mean, if I owe you $200, it's my problem. But I have to tell you, if I owe you $2 million, it's your problem. So we measure debt as a share of the economy, a share of GDP, because it's the wealth of the economy that's supporting it. And by definition, if debt is growing faster than the economy that must support it, it is unsustainable. So we need to take action to get to a sustainable path.
So what is contributing to this unsustainability?
Well, basically, it's the gap between spending and revenues that is built into the design of our laws at the moment. And some people see this as, oh, that's a spending problem, we have to get rid of that. And others say, oh, it's all a revenue problem. But if you think about the fact that the deficit, which is what over time builds up to be debt, is the gap between spending and revenues, we now have to look at both sides of that equation.
So it doesn't sound like much progress has been made since last year's fiscal health report was released.
Nope. I think that's a fair statement.
Is a reasonable takeaway from this the view that all deficits are bad?
No, I think that would be a mistake. And I'm actually glad you asked that, because sometimes people who care about this process are caricatured as thinking deficits are always bad. But if you think about it, our revenues are largely income-based, income tax. So in a recession, income taxes go down. You expect the deficit to grow when there's a recession. You expect it to grow when there's a major war. In World War II, the debt was bigger than the economy because I guess it made no sense to have no debt if you had no country. This is growing not because of war and recession. This is growing over time because of interest on a growing deficit and debt.
So what do you believe is the bottom line of this year's fiscal health report?
The bottom line of this report is, hey, wait a minute, it's time to take action. Interest is going to be bigger than whole areas of government spending. We pride ourselves on leaving a world for our children and future generations that protects the strength and the role of this economy and this nation. If the debt continues to grow as a share of the economy, we will be endangering our ability to do that. It affects our ability to respond to unforeseen shocks. It affects our ability to improve lives across this country, to invest in the future. And if we do anything to endanger the full faith and credit of the United States, it affects our ability to continue to be the strongest, safest economy in the world.
Susan Irving is a GAO senior advisor on debt and fiscal issues, and she was talking about an annual report on the future of the nation's fiscal health. Thank you for your time, Susan.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.